Well, we have Gordon Brown in the studio right now to talk about these proposals to change the traditional life sentence behind bars for murderers to simply removing access to BBC Two for 30 days. Why the radical change to the solution to this violent crime that has been used for generations?
Well, after discussing it in the House of Commons, my thoughts are that we haven't got enough prison space in this country. We have loads of people and not enough space. Basically, we have a superfluous population.
Isn't that because the murder rate is going up and this is your reaction to it? I mean, how could these plans to simply remove access to BBC Two be any type of deterrent?
The reason the population has risen so much is because my Labour government and Tony Blair's before me have let in millions and millions of refugees, immigrants, God knows what, from across the world. You know, we just don't care anymore. We just let them in, let them come and go as they please.
And when they commit a murder, why would losing access to the new series of Dragon's Den be any form of deterrent?
Well, before I answer that question, let me just go back to the point of prisons. You know, not enough space. There is one thing we tried. We tried pledging to buy jail space off the Americans and Australians. Unfortunately, they threw our proposals out. And, you know, I can't be asked signing more contracts and building more jail cells. We don't want our country to look like an eyesore after all, do we?
Well, maybe not.
You know, basically, from now on, if you commit a murder, you'll get the police coming round, wagging their finger at your front door, saying, don't do it again. But don't think you can get away lightly, because I'll just officially announce this now to you, because there is, for anyone that doesn't know already, a ban of 1 month from watching any BBC Two programmes. No BBC Two for a month at all. And hence in jail, there'll be no BBC Two shown for murderers.
But I thought that these proposals meant that murderers would no longer be going to jail and that they would be losing access to BBC Two within their own homes.
You'd think it's unenforceable, but with our powers, we have the ability to remove BBC Two from all analogue and digital systems in people's households. Although they can still watch it on iPlayer or around at their mate's house. Because that's quite simply is unworkable.
But why on earth have you done that? What sort of a deterrent is it just losing access to BBC Two?
A lot of people like Dragon's Den, University Challenge, Eggheads, you name it. And what we found from our research was they were still able to watch it from their jail cells for anyone that is currently in jail. So we thought, let's hit these damn convicts where it hurts. No more Eggheads, no more Dragon's Den, no more whatever shown on Radio 2, I don't know. It might psychologically traumatise them, and if that's the case, they'll need counselling in a psychiatric ward, further putting a strain on the NHS, which has just gone shit under my government, my Tony Blair's, and the one before that.
And I've also been hearing reports that I hope are exaggerated that there are plans to compensate these prisoners for the loss of BBC Two during the 30 days. And what of those?
Oh yes, of course. To alleviate their psychological strife, after 6 months after the 1 month embargo has ended, we send them a DVD by post, sometimes personally, that contains all the BBC programmes they missed. We send them a DVD of all the BBC Two programmes they've missed. Now, common sense dictates, even for me, that we cannot fit every programme for 6 months on BBC Two. But, just as they're ending their sentence, they fill out a form, basically. And the form lists what are your favourite five programmes on BBC Two. They list them, and we put every single edition of those five shows in the last 6 months onto the DVD and send it to them free of post.
But what of the ordinary taxpayer and decent law-abiding citizen who won't get access to these services just because they haven't committed a murder?
Well, if they haven't committed a crime, they're of no interest to me. You know, they haven't. I mean, they don't come under the system. Let's face it.
No, they don't. Thank you very much, Gordon Brown. I think your proposals on law reform have been more fully explained now. Thank you very much for coming in to talk about it today.
It's been a pleasure. Oh, God. Ugh. Quickly, tell me where the toilet is. I still need a shit. I've been holding in a shit for the last 20 minutes. Thank you.
They're for newsroom staff only.
Up yours. So, as an interviewer, what do you think of the proposals?
I can't tell you, Mr. Brown, because it's still before the watershed.
I don't follow.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No,